Take three, indeed. A cautionary tale about the perils of picking apples in Batlow and playing two up on Anzac Day. It's called Penance. I've been doing of me penance. I've been paying for me sins. I've been seeking my salvation in a tithe of apple bins. Before the altar of the apple, I bend my back in toil, on my knees in supplication to the goddess of the soil. Oh, absolve me of my excess. Don't you see I'm penitent as I mortify my muscles for the year of lust I've spent? The scourge is on me shoulders. I can feel that fiery cross of the bag straps fully laden. That's the picker's albatross. 'Cause I've been loose with living, and me money I've mislaid on a year spent as a wastrel. Now the piper must be paid. But he piped for me a good tune, played a merry jig for me. But now the dancing's over, and the piper wants his fee. And I don't begrudge him payment, 'cause it was one grand old whirl. But I should have been more circumspect with me money. And that girl, I should have paid the rego, should have put a bit aside, but dear me, how she did smile, like her soul was open wide, and hapless as two lovers, lost amongst the stars, romping through the bedclothes, and lounging in the bars. We spent my sweat-drenched dollars on our lovin' and our play. But the kiss she gifted on me still sings on my lips today, and I should have done my kids right. What sort of father then am I to clothe my kids from out the op shop while I watch the pennies fly? But I love her with abandon, me sweet mistress of two up. When you run and hop, when you run and heads, and Dame Fortune fills your cup, 'cause your blood is fairly racing when you step into the ring. So loft 'em high and spin 'em now, come hear the copper sing. He's headed them! That's five now. Can he make it six? Bet's on, side and centre. Come and spinner, do your tricks. One step and crouch and flick 'em, and send the pennies high, and the kips live in your fingers as the arcing copper flies. He's headed them, I do swear. And you bend to take your dough. Every eye is fixed upon you, every punter wants to know, will he take his dosh and south it, give his thanks to heaven? Nah, you just walk up to the money man and lay down a bet for seven. Well, the bets are flying fast now. There's a fever in the game, you're the object of attention in this fleeting touch of fame. One step and crouch and toss 'em, and they land and ring and twist, and those heads are smiling at you, and the gods have blessed your wrists, and again, and now they're flying, and the lady seals your fate, 'cause they land and ring and shiver, and she's favoured you with eight. Well, bets are flying faster still, and the blood and anthem sings, 'cause the fortunes of some battlers now are lying in the ring. There's 500 that you head 'em, there's bets at every hand. Then that voice breaks in amongst you with a tail bet for a grand. Oh, a grand? You're on, mate. And eyes that burn right through you. Eyes that scorch and sear, and hopes and dreams and nightmares, and the ring hangs dank with fear. Will the kids eat well tomorrow? Will the drunkard thirst? Will your name be blessed now, or will your name be cursed? Come in, spinner, now, and toss 'em. Come in, spinner, nine's the try. Come in, spinner, fatal, bless 'em. Come in, spinner, let 'em fly. Well, I've been doing of my penance, I've been paying for my sins, I've been seeking absolution in those Batlow apple bins. We got it. A true story. Oh, well, semi-true. I did throw nine straight heads in Batlow, I did, but I took the money and ran after that. But that doesn't make a decent ending for a poem, you know, for a story. It's a bit better if you have a bit of irony attached to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember what it's like to pick apples.
Yeah, not fun.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot, mate.